Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at kdcountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats with girls head coach Shauna Remus and boys head man Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Springs Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
Welcome to our Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. Shauna Remus joining us, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojan basketball team. A couple wins, coach, since we talked last. You beat Ellsworth on the road on Friday, 48-36, and then a 62-57 win over Southeast of Saline on Tuesday. Let's first go back to that game on Friday there. Shay Larson ties her career high with 23 points for you, and you win it by 12. A nice road win in the league. What were your thoughts on Friday's victory?
Yeah, it was a great road win for us. Ellsworth is a very tough place to play, and the kids came out with a lot of intensity, and we were able to get a lead and then sustain it. And we kind of changed defenses throughout the game and were able to shut down some of their three-point scores, and it was just a good win for us on the road.
Southeast of Saline, the same thing, a win on the road for you there. I know that the girls were really looking forward to this one because I know you guys felt you had one slip away the first time you played them there at home, 52-44 loss there, but you won this one 62-57, led 35-22 at half. They fought their way back in, but you guys went 14 of 16 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter to help seal it. What stood out the most there on Tuesday at Gypsum?
I think the first half for us was really, really powerful when we were able to come out and hit shots and run our offense, and we went out in the 2-3 zone to try to shut down their inside game. And the kids stuck with the game plan, and they executed the game plan perfectly, and we just moved really well in the zone and were able to shut them down. And then, you know, in the second half, we knew they'd come. They're a good team, and we knew they'd come out with a lot of fire, and we just wanted to sustain some form of the lead, and we were able to keep it around 10 most of the game, and then they made a little spurt there at the end, but we were able to hold them off. So it was just a great road win. We really needed it.
You're getting to the point here in the season, as we've mentioned, with these last two and then the next two coming up, where you're getting into the second time around against these teams in your league. And next up is Russell. It's been an outstanding battle each of the last couple of years. I mean, you're playing close games. You're fighting to the finish. You got them by four at their place earlier this year. They're coming to your town on Friday night. What are your thoughts on this second time around against Russell and some of the keys to victory there on Friday?
Well, we know them really well. You know, we played them three times last year, and they were all really close games. And then this year, we went there and were able to just sneak out a win. And, you know, always when you play Russell, you got to stop Dortland, and we know that. So we'll prepare the next 2 days on how we want to defend that. And but, you know, ultimately it comes down to what we do, and we execute on offense and play the defensive scheme that we want to play. And I think we'll come away with a win. I'm pretty confident in our program right now. We're really going in the right direction, so it's fun to watch the kids play.
When you look at Tuesday night at Sacred Heart, just jumping ahead a little bit to that, because we won't talk until next week after you played that game, but from that first game, what are some of the things you need to do at Solana to have that same kind of success?
Well, they're a team. You know, they have a lot of guard play, but they kind of surprised us with a post player last time, and so we're going to have to come out with a scheme that we can shut down both inside and outside game. And then just, you know, execute offensively again. I know it sounds like a broken record, but, you know, if we can control our turnovers, I feel like we can beat anybody. And so we'll just continue to work on, you know, controlling our turnovers. And Sacred Heart likes to press. So, you know, there again, we'll have to execute our press breaker and just do what we do and hopefully come away with a win there, too. That's another big league win for us if we can get that one.
Shauna Remus, the coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck in these next two league games.
Yeah, thank you.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Springs Services and let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind. And we're back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 with Ryan Eilert, the head coach of the Blewett Trojan boys basketball team. Couple league wins since we talked last, coach. 52-37 win out of Ellsworth on Friday, and then you win 56-46 on Tuesday there at Southeast Saline. Just quickly going back to that Ellsworth game first, 11-13 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line for Vincent Pollen, who finished with 20 points for you. How important is it to be able to hit those down the stretch, and what do you feel about the win at Ellsworth on Friday?
Well, the Ellsworth game was, it just seemed like we came out ready to play and got a lead on them in the first quarter. But then they fought back in the second quarter and it was just always an 8 to 12 point game and never really seemed like we could get it, out of reach. And so, down the stretch, they were fouling a lot and then he's able to step to the free throw line and knock some down, which is huge, especially when it's your point guard. The guy's going to have the ball in his hands, you know, at the end of every game. And, for him to have that confidence to step up is big for us. And you know, we're trying to find other guys that are that comfortable and can do it. And we've struggled some at the free throw line, you know, late in games or just in general. But it's great to have somebody like him that you know you can set a play up and get him the ball and he'll knock him down.
Southeast for the third time there on Tuesday, and it seems like each game Southeast gives you even more problems than the last one. You beat them by 30 the first time. You got out to such an early lead there and jumped on them quick. They fought with you there at the Sterling tournament, and then last night they led by 2 at half, but you're able to pull away for a 10-point win in the end. What went right there for you down the stretch against Southeast?
No, they're a good team. They've lost a lot of close games, and they're young. They're really young, and they hurt us offensively by, you know, that we couldn't keep them out of the lane. It just seemed like every kid, they did a lot of weave action and were very patient. And it just seemed like the first half, like we were on defense the entire time. I didn't think we played bad offensively the first half. We just didn't seem like we had the ball. But in the second half, especially early in the third quarter, I thought we were able to get consecutive baskets and then consecutive stops and able to get out to, you know, just even a 4 or 5 point lead in those type of games are huge. And I thought our kids did a nice job of just maintaining their composure and getting stops and another good team win. Everybody contributed. Tate had a great game last night with 12 points. Carson played really well in the first half. You know, Vinny was in double figures as well, and then everybody else did what they were supposed to do. Hayden, I think, had 8, and Braxton had a big 3, and Colin had some great passes. So, you know, that's the great thing right now about these guys is night in, night out. It may not always be the same guy, but they're all contributing and knowing that their time, you know, when it comes, that they're going to step up and make plays.
Russell and Sacred Heart, the next two for you here. You beat Russell the first time 62-28 at their place. You beat Sacred Heart the first time 58-51 at your place back on the 24th of January. Break these next two games down for me and what you need to do to have success again.
Well, Russell's got a couple of really good guards, and we defended them really well over there. And offensively, we shot the ball well and you know, jumped on them in the middle of the second quarter, got a big lead on them. And I thought our guys just did a nice job of maintaining the effort throughout the game. But you know, making sure that we know where their two guards are will be huge for us. And then obviously going to Sacred Heart on Tuesday is going to be a big game. And the kids are, you know, looking forward to it. And it was a great game here in Beloit, and it'll be a battle over there at Sacred Heart.
Ryan Eilert, the coach of the Beloit Trojans, here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week, and best luck in these next couple league games.
All right, thank you.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit. Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump as quick? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Our Wednesday locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Kayla Corbett and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at KDCountry94.com. The Bulldog locker room chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
And we're back on the locker room chats on KD Country 94. Kayla Corbett joining us now, the girls basketball coach at Osborne, as you pick up one win, Coach, since we last talked. The only game you played there should have had Natoma, but obviously, again, no game there as they don't have a girls team this year. So you had just the one game this past week with Pike Valley. That was last night. You win 44-30. You get 12 from Afton Conway, 10 from Ava Stoll to lead the way. Another nice win in the league for you. Just overall, what stood out and what do you, how do you feel about the win on Tuesday against Pike Valley?
Well, and I think I've said it once before in the season, it was a win, but I really wasn't happy with it. We started off, again, in a very slow. We couldn't get things going. I got to give credit to Pike Valley because they were running and making their shots, and I think they kind of put a little scare into us, and actually that might have been the best thing that could happen to us at this point. We heard a lot of shots, you know, first pass, and you know, Afton one make the first pass, and whoever got it was shooting and really not running through our plays. In the first quarter, Ava had 6 points, and we were really doing a really good job of getting the ball into her. And then we got away from that, and that was kind of disappointing. But Afton came out in the second half and right away hit a three-point shot and made a couple steals, and that was the spark that we really needed. And plus, and then Kelly Walters came in off the bench and had 6 points, and that was kind of an unexpected. She usually has a couple of points, but to have six was really, you know, an added spark there. But I might say Afton sprained her ankle in warm-up, and that really affected her first half. And once we got into halftime and got it taped, and she was able to change shoes to a different pair of shoes, it really helped, and it made an obvious difference right there at the second half.
So can you pick up the win there against Pike Valley on Tuesday? Your next game coming up on Friday, you go to Stockton. Stockton's just 5-10, but they play in a very tough girls' league there in the Mid-Continent League, so hard to look at their record and try to base it off of that. Just overall, what do you feel about Stockton, and what do you expect to see from them on Friday?
Well, I'm really nervous about that game. I mean, that's the one game throughout, you know, looking at the rest of our season with our league teams, we've played two of those teams already in the tournament, and so I know what to expect with them. But looking at Stockton, it's kind of the unknown, and I'll really be studying stuff and looking at some things with them. And like you said, they're in a totally different league with totally different teams, and I can't just judge them by their record. I really need to look at them and look at some videos and continue. We need to continue to work on our shooting. You know, 28 to 35% the last couple games. That's not gonna cut and get us very far and cut it in the rest of the season. So that's what we'll be working on towards Stockton.
Kayla Corbett, the head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for joining us again this week, and best of luck out at Stockton Friday night.
All right, thank you.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat, instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Jamie Walters joining us now, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs. Coach, looks like the offense is going right now for you. This is the fourth straight game there last night against Pike Valley that you scored 70 or more points. You beat Natoma Friday 72-33, and then you went 78-47 over Pike Valley on Tuesday. Just overall, these last two games, what are some of the things you're seeing in the group and how they're playing with a couple wins again?
Yeah, like we talked there, offense is playing, you know, fairly well. We haven't really shot the ball as well as what looks like we probably should be. You know, we're taking some quicker shots, which leads to more possessions, and, you know, you get more opportunities to score more, and that's, you know, probably why we've scored so many more points is we probably haven't, you know, taken some quick shots and stuff, which is okay, and you know, but against the better teams, you know, you got to have better ball movement and, you know, get paint touches and then they play a little more inside out than what we have been. I think we shot like 33 pointers on Friday and, you know, close to that probably again last night, in which, you know, the defense is packing it in. That's what they're giving you. So, you know, you get more opportunities out there. And, defensively, we've got to, you know, like we talked, shore that up a little bit, just, you know, like we talk, we get a little less interested in playing defense when we're scoring easy, and, you know, we've got to do a better job of that. So,
it's a couple wins there. You're 16-0 on the season now, and you move on with Stockton coming up here on Friday night. It used to be in the league, and you used to know a little bit more about them, but you still play them each year with Stockton. What do you expect to see from their group? 5-10 is the record I'm seeing right now in the max preps, but the Tigers usually always bring something good, and they play in a tough league over there.
Yeah, they do. They have, you know, they play smaller. I mean, they got five guys that can play inside and out, and run a lot of perimeter offense, so we'll have to make sure we play better defense than what we have, or we'll be in trouble, because they got, you know, like I say, they got five guys that can shoot, they can all drive, and they're athletic, and you know, they're a pretty good ball team. They'll probably be one of the better teams we've played all year, so we'll have to definitely be ready to play.
Jamie Walters, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck there against Stockton on Friday night.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
We continue our Locker Room Chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Rob Buckmaster. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and by Landmark Implement.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Nick Lynn joining us now, the head coach of the Smith Center girls basketball team. Coach, actually a few games here since we last talked. Friday night you went out to Hill City and won 59-25, and then on Tuesday you won at Logan 60-41, but sandwiched in the middle of that was a home loss to Superior, Nebraska 60-25. Just what are some of the things you saw from your team over these last three games going 2-1?
I was really happy with the way we came out of the blocks against Hill City, because we hadn't been there for quite a while, and I think we threw a shutout in the first quarter, 15-16-0, and then had a really good third quarter, I think it was 26-3, but Hill City's young. I mean, they do that. I don't think they have any seniors, and they lost five starters from a year ago, and we shot very well against them. And we were just more comfortable, it seems like. And same way with Logan last night, we were able to establish a lead. And although it was a little bit not great at times, I thought as the game went on and late in the game, we did some better things to maybe help prepare us for what we have against Ellis on Friday. And sandwiched between those two games, that the Superior team, you know, they're going to win a lot of games. They're just a really solid team, and we were no match for them. I wish we could have done a better job of being physical with them, because they're very, very tall, and we weren't. And so the outcome was what it was. And you know, if we played them 10 times, I don't think we'd win one of them unless things changed. But hopefully we won't see teams that we can't match up with like that down the road. I don't think we will, but hopefully it'll be something we can handle with our next two weeks before Sub State.
Again, you go 2-1 in those games, and as you mentioned, Ellis is up next for you as you host them on Friday night. The Lady Railers, what do you expect from them? How are they looking this year?
Well, our records are almost identical now. Their record, you know, their league record and us, you know, about the same, and they're going to be scrappy. And they've got a couple of really good players, and we'll match up well with them. We just have to be ready to go, and hopefully have five players all be on the same page and have some chemistry and go from there.
And Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smith Center, Lady Red, here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Coach, we thank you for the time again this week, and best of luck against Ellis on Friday night.
You bet. Thanks, Dusty.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat, instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
New year, new deer. Start the new year off right with a new John Deere tractor from Landmark Implement. You'll find a wide selection of new John Deere tractors that will fit your operation needs at a price that's right for you. Going on now through January 31st on all new 7R, 8R, and 9R John Deere tractors, take advantage of a 12-month interest waiver followed by 4.9% fixed rate for 60 months. Visit your local Landmark location today and experience the Landmark difference.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Rob Buckmaster joining us now, the coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team, and some good news to talk about here, Coach. You had three straight wins. You beat Hill City by one, and then you get a 62-42 win over Superior, Nebraska, and then 64-40 at Logan there Monday and Tuesday on those last two. So overall, what are you liking from the team right now and picking up some victories here?
Well, I think our energy level is pretty good. You know, we're figuring out that we got to continue to work hard, and it's a possession-by-possession game. And so I think we're learning a little bit and getting better. You know, it's mainly just the season, so we're playing a lot of games. You know, kids don't like to practice very much, so I think they like that part of the competition. So it's kind of falling into place, and it's a good time to get going here because it is February.
How much does it help the confidence of your team right now? Because you're 7-8, but a lot of your losses have been very close losses. And then to be able to kind of get over that hump and pick up wins, how much does that mean?
Oh, I think it helps a lot. I mean, it makes practice easier. You know, I mean, get them hungry, you know, to want to do better. You know, we've had some close games. And, you know, early on we played some good competition. You know, I really only felt we played, you know, poorly in two games this year, honestly. You know, the schedule was just such where it was front-end loaded with, you know, really top teams. And then, you know, the rest of our schedule, you know, a lot of it's just, you know, it's really tight games. I mean, everybody is about the same. You know, and the difference, you know, Peaburg's really good and Central Plains. I mean, they got a couple of really good ball players. The rest of the teams that we play, all decent teams, we just don't have necessarily a go-to guy, you know, to take over the game. And so that's what makes it fun competing, because every night, you know, it's going to be a ball game. So
you move on with Ellis coming up here on Friday night. The Railers, I'm looking back, I think this is the first time you'll see them this year, but obviously you're familiar with Ellis in the league. What are your thoughts on this team, this year's team?
Well, I haven't seen them this year. they got a new coach, and they're very athletic and very big and, you know, fairly physical. So it's going to be a good test for us. They're guard-oriented. They got two really good guards who can shoot the ball. So, you know, that's going to stand a, you know, stiff test for us. They're also in our sub-state. You know, so it could be a team that we might play in a couple more weeks. So it's going to be an important game. It's a league game, and, you know, it's just one of those games where, you know, we had some confidence. I told the guys last night, you know, enjoy the win tonight, but now we got to get ready for Ellis, you know, because that's a big game for us in terms of being in the league, and plus it's a different team to prepare for. So we'll see how it goes Friday.
Rob Buckmaster, the coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again for the time this week, Rob, and best of luck against Ellis on Friday.
All right, thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Landmark Implement.
A new year means a new-to-you deer, and the best time to save on used equipment at Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network.
Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, sprayer, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Learn more at LandmarkImp.com or stop into your local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
We now turn our attention to the Lincoln Leopards and their head hoop coaches, Steve Crist and Joe Biggs. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. The Lincoln Leopards Locker Room Chat is brought to you by the Bank of Tescott.
And back in the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94, Steve Crist joining us now, the head coach of the Lincoln Lady Leopard basketball team. Since we last talked, Coach, a couple games there. Pike Valley on Friday, you fall 50-35 in that one, and then a 55-29 loss at Southern Cloud on Tuesday. So a couple losses here for you, but both of these games look like the offense might have struggled at times. But overall, what were your thoughts of these last two?
Well, against Pike Valley on Friday, I kind of had a feeling that was going to be a pretty tough game for us just because we had beat them up there at their place earlier in the year, and I figured Pike Valley would come down here pretty fired up to play us, and they did. I didn't feel like we played with the same defensive intensity as we had played throughout this year. I just feel like that's one of the things that we've kind of been able to count on each game was playing hard on defense and trying to keep the opponent's score down and give us a chance to compete and have a chance to win, and we just weren't able to do that on Friday night. I don't want to take anything away from Pike Valley. I think they shot the ball real well and made us make some adjustments, and they kept, you know, finding the holes and things like that. We had one bad quarter. I think they outscored us by 10 or 12 in the second quarter, and that was pretty much ended up being the difference in the game. But I just felt like we didn't have the energy on defense. So on last night against Southern Cloud, we definitely focused on that a little bit more, and I think we played better, but we had a hard time handling the ball against their pressure and gave up a lot of turnovers. And if you just take our half-court defense, I think we did all right, but they got a lot of transition-type baskets and baskets off our turnovers, which has been a struggle for us all year. But, you know, overall, I think we're continuing to improve. You know, you have a setback here and there, but with these young kids right now, we're starting two freshmen, and we're learning. We bring a lot of young kids off the bench, and they're getting more confidence. But we just need to put together a full game and gain some confidence. But I do think we're moving in the right direction.
Makeup game coming up tomorrow night against St. John's Tipton. And then on Friday, you go out to Mankato to take on Rock Hills. These two games, what are some of the things you're going to be looking at for your group?
Well, again, I think we just really have to focus on defense. We're undersized when it comes to trying to get too much. Carson Walter and Tana Hayworth have done a great job inside for us, but really when I go to the bench, we don't come back with any height whatsoever going into the game when I pull them out. So we're undersized in most cases in the lane, and we really have to get out and try to put some pressure on the guards to keep them from getting the ball in. So, you know, we have to play hard on defense and try to create some turnovers to create some offense. We haven't shot the ball real well from the outside this year, so we got to try to create some easy shots for us in transition somehow. But obviously St. John's presents a huge challenge with their height on the inside, and they have good shooters on the outside. So we got our work cut out for us on defense there. And Rock Hills, I think, is going to be a similar situation to Pike Valley. We beat them earlier in the year, and I'm sure they're going to come out with some fire, especially on their home court, wanting to get a little bit of revenge on that game. So we're going to have to come ready to play. And again, I think if we focus on defense and take care of that, I think the offense tends to have a way of taking care of itself if you can take care of the defensive end. So that will be our focus going into these two games.
Steve Crist, coach of the Lincoln Lady Leopards, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time. Best of luck against St. John's Tipton and Rock Hills.
Okay, thank you very much.
At the Bank of Tescott, we believe in freedom. We also believe in free, as in free checking. At the Bank of Tescate, you can choose to bank local with all the bells and whistles you need when it comes to your checking account. Visit us today and ask about our new Kasasa checking accounts. It's a catchy word for free checking with awesome rewards and offered locally at the Bank of Tescate. We're family owned and have served our area communities for over 130 years, and we would love the opportunity to earn your business. The Bank of Tescate in Salina, Lincoln, Tescate, and Lidsburg. Member FDIC.
And welcome back here on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Joe Biggs joining us now, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards here in our locker room chats. Coach, your boys were on a four-game winning streak that got snapped on Tuesday against Southern Cloud, but two games since we last talked, which would have been a very nice 63-40 win over Pike Valley at home on Friday, and then again 37-25 you lose at Southern Cloud on Tuesday. It's a little bit opposite ends of the spectrum as far as your scoring numbers were concerned. Just going back to Friday, what led to the success that you had there against Pike Valley?
We were down by two at half, and we kind of relaxed and changed up some defenses there. And, you know, in the second half, happened, you know, one guy made a shot, and one guy led to two, and we kind of relaxed a little bit and were able to put the ball in the hole. And then in the second half, we really shut down the Reeves kid, and that was key into holding them to a low score.
Again, Southern Cloud there on Tuesday. That's a team that, if they're playing their style of basketball, can really be deliberate and slow the game down, and obviously that's what it looked like happened on Tuesday. You fall 37-25, and it looks like the offense struggled a bit there. What was the toughest part about the Southern Cloud loss?
You're exactly right. Our offense was pretty much non-existent in the first half. I think we had 4 points at halftime, and it was just – I wouldn't say, I mean, they're a good defensive team and they deserve credit, but we were just so tight and we couldn't get a shot to fall. And it was a pretty awful first half. And, you know, the second half we came out and finally got a few shots to fall. And, when you dig yourself that hole that much in the first half, it's hard to get out of against a team like that.
Two games coming up here at the end of the week. Thursday you take on St. John's Tipton in the makeup game in Beloit, and then you go to Rock Hills and Mankato on Friday. What's the focus here in these next two games against two pretty good teams that can score in bunches if they're on?
Yeah, well, the focus on both those games is our effort. Our effort was lacking last night against Southern Cloud. We gave up some offensive rebounds, and the defense, you know, wasn't the best. And when you score that few points, you got to be pretty much perfect on both of those sides to stay in the ball game. So we're really going to focus on defense and rebounding today at practice, and hopefully the effort can come out tomorrow night and Friday night.
Joe Biggs, head coach of the Lincoln Leopard boys basketball team here in a locker room chat. Thanks for the time again this week, Coach, and best of luck in these next two.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
And both of those games will be on Katie Kentzer 94 on Thursday and Friday. Pregame coverage beginning at 5:50, tip at 6 o'clock each night for the girls, with the boys to follow. Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bank of Tescate.
At the Bank of Tescate, we believe in freedom. We also believe in free, as in free checking. At the Bank of Tescate, you can choose to bank local with all the bells and whistles you need when it comes to your checking account. Visit us today and ask about our new Kasasa checking accounts. It's a catchy word for free checking with awesome rewards and offered locally at the Bank of Tescate. We're family owned and have served our area communities for over 130 years, and we would love the opportunity to earn your business. The Bank of Tescate in Salina, Lincoln, Tescate, and Lidsburg. Member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday Locker Room Chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches Darren Grauerholtz and Jerry Webb. The Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Darren Grauerholtz joining us now, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. Coach, two big wins for you since we talked last. Sylvan Lucas on Friday, you went 68-38, and then a 61-18 win over Franklin, Nebraska on Tuesday. Let's go back to Friday. I know we always talk about Sylvan Lucas and the defense they play, so clearly if you scored 68 points in that game, the offense was working for you on Friday night. What were your thoughts on that victory?
Well, it did in the second half.
Yeah.
You know, the first half, you know, it was a slow start for us. I don't know, it just seemed like we tried to push the issue a little bit too much. But once we got things going, I told them at halftime, I said, hey, guys, things are going to, they're going to fall. And as soon as they do, I said, then we can relax and start playing our game, and that's what happened in the second half. But, you know, we hit a couple big shots coming out right away, and you could just see the reaction on her face is like, hey, yep, you're right, we can't. And it happened, and everything just opened up for us. But, yeah, we played tough defense again and got things taken away from them. So worked really well for us against Sillen.
Tuesday against Franklin, you get a career-high 20 from Lane Pettijohn, and again, the defense was there holding them to 18 points. How'd that one go for you Tuesday?
You know, I was surprised they had a 6'1 freshman. She did a really nice job. I was really surprised they didn't utilize her any more than they did. I think they could have really gave us more fits with Hardacre being sick and not playing. So I was glad to see Reagan step up, you know, playing good defense along with Jaden Bowden, of course. She's always a solid defender. There again, slow start in the first half. We only had I think it was 11-point lead at halftime. I said, and we took good shots, and they just didn't fall. Second half, sure enough, come out, hit two or three easy buckets right away, and things started opening up again. And like I said, they started relaxing, playing our game, and then we had a nice run.
You got a Teskett coming up here on Friday night. They're 3-12 this year. They've shown the ability at times to put up some points, but it's just not a consistent team. But what do you think about Teskett coming up on Friday at third place?
Yeah, I mean, anytime anybody can be dangerous, and you know, we just got to stay on top of our game and put pressure on them. I think if we can do those things, we're going to be just fine. You know, like I've always said, we hang our hat on our defense, and the offense will follow. And like I say, case in point, the last two games, that's what took place. So if we can continue to do that, we shouldn't have any troubles.
Darren Griner holds the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week. Best of luck down at Teskett on Friday night.
Hey, thanks, Dusty.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Joined now by Jerry Webb, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. Coach, two real nice wins for you here since we last talked. You at home went over Sylvan Lucas on Friday night, 36-32, a 20-point performance from Reese Struck off there, and then 67-46 went over Franklin, Nebraska. Reese had 20 again there on Tuesday night, and Kyler Seaman scored 13. Let's go back to that Sylvan Lucas game. I know that if you beat them, they're usually going to be playing some lower-scoring defensive games and trying to grind it out every now and then, and you guys were able to hang with them there and pick up a nice 4-point win, a low scoring affair. Just overall, how did it feel to get a win like that against Sylvan Lucas on Friday?
No, I think it was a big confidence builder for the whole team. And yeah, we going into it, we just stressed that, you know, we had to go at them with our defense and really try to pressure the ball high before they got it down low and try to get some points off turnovers. And I just thought the boys did real well scoring points when we needed it. You know, there was a lot of pivotal points in that game. And we were able to step out when we needed to.
Again, you get the victory there, and then kind of just a complete opposite as far as offensively on Tuesday night, as I mentioned, with the 67-46 win. Reese with 20 again. What are you seeing from him? Because he's really been scoring a lot of points lately for you and really helping out your offense. And then overall with the win over Franklin, how do you feel about that one?
I think, you know, with Reese, you know, it's kind of his first year obviously leading this team and as the point guard, and I think he's just really found himself both offense and defensively. You know, Brandon Grotterholtz is really well on does really well for us on defense, and him and Reese kind of play off each other. But, you know, from an offensive standpoint, we just kind of asked Reese to really step up, and he's accepted it and done it. And, you know, again, last night we're just trying to really focus on pressure and on our defense and keeping the momentum on our side. And I thought they did that real well again last night.
So you move on with Teskett coming up on Friday. This is a team that has not won a game this year, and I know that you don't really look at those records. You want to make sure your team comes out and plays well, and doesn't matter who you're playing. So what are your thoughts on Teskett coming up Friday?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a little course of trip down there, and then it's in their gym. And so, you know, something we just always tell each other at the beginning of the game and even at halftime is, you know, 0-0. Records don't matter, who to guard, you know, it's just we got to come out and play our game. I don't care who we're playing. And so just trying to focus on that and keeping this momentum going.
Jerry Webb, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week, and good luck down at Tescott Friday night.
Thank you, sir.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the Internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster Internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.